taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Full Contact Radio, that's what we like around here. Full Contact Radio, the Steve Gerber Show. We'll get a couple more calls in, a couple more questions as we have our conversation, our weekly conversation with Congressman Tim Walberg, which, by the way, I give him tremendous credit for because he's out here. He talks to people every day. He doesn't hide in his office. You know, he doesn't walk past the microphone. He steps up and tells you what he thinks. You may or may not agree with it, but he'll tell you where he stands. Let's go to Mike in Boyne City, the beautiful Boyne City. Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I applaud what you just said. I agree. I think it's great that he comes on the air. Congressman, a real quick one here. I want to know your opinion on this concept that you and all of your colleagues are exempt from so many of the laws that you would impose on us. And if you're going to tell me that you are opposed to it, I want to know what you're going to do about it.
Mike, thank you for the question. And Congressman, I was going to bring this up. That's a great question because we've been hearing about how members of Congress and the federal judiciary, including the Supreme Court, exempted from things like mandatory Obamacare coverage. Shouldn't it be, sir, frankly, that if there's a law passed for one, there's a law passed for all? Wouldn't that be the fair way to go?
Well, I think so. And that's why... That's why, sadly, I guess you would say that when Obamacare passed, the Congress was put under Obamacare as well as their staff. And it's tough for me to see my staff paying ever-increasing, at this point, 90% increase in the last year on their premiums that they have to pay. These are young people. They're starting out. They're moving forward. And they get stuck with a government a mandated program that they didn't ask for and have to experience now. So no, the only ones that aren't on Obamacare mandated are White House staff, the president, family, the Supreme Court. That's the problem that I see as well as...
But here's my question. Here's the question. And we'll skip Obamacare altogether. Shouldn't there be just a practical application... equal protection under the law. Also, shouldn't it be equal application of the law? My point being is, I don't think Congress should be able to exempt themselves from anything. And maybe that'd be something for you to introduce. I think that if Congress passes a law, there is no way that Congress or anybody else in the federal government should be exempt from any law. If it's passed for one, it's passed for all.
Well, I don't know of any law, in all honesty, Steve, that we are exempt from.
Fair enough.
There's a lot of rumors out there about that. For instance, we're exempt from Social Security. No. In fact, I bring to my town halls, it's always there in case somebody asks. I show them my my pay stub, and there's FICA, it's biggest day on there, and I pay for it. I'm on a 401k as far as retirement savings. I don't have this big pension that some people talk about. Now, Congress used to have that, but that was done away with a good number of years ago. So... Now, when I'm traveling to or from a congressional meeting, there is some I guess latitude that I have in that travel from being prosecuted if we're speeding to a meeting to make a vote here in Congress. I've even one time and only one time, and never let my staff do it again. Drove down the wrong side of the road to make it to a vote. But other than that, no. There's no exemptions that we have from normal policy. And in the House, when we passed our health care bill, the repeal and replace of Obamacare, we also passed a companion bill that very clearly said we come under the same law, if passed, as the rest of the United States.
Well, there you go. All right, let's go to our next question. Comes from John in Flint. John, what's on your mind? John, what's on your mind? How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Real quickly, your question.
Yeah, if I can frame this up correctly, we have Potentato who imposed the most intrusive, most redistributive entitlement, unconstitutional entitlement the world has ever seen. Why is this not part of the conversation? How did replace get in the same sentence with repeal and replace with what? Why? What business does the government have in our health care?
John, I got it, and I don't disagree with John. Why don't we just repeal this thing? Well, the problem is, Congressman, it seems that people like, well, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins and a few others on the Republican side, and when it comes to straight-up repeal, they head straight for the exit. Why is that?
Well, it's pure votes. That's the issue. we ought to repeal the Affordable Care Act. But in the end, we will replace it with something, whether it's just simply a full-blown market system that says to the states, you come up with your own idea if you want to. Otherwise, people go out and purchase on the marketplace whatever insurance they feel is necessary. If we had the votes to do that, that'd be great. We don't. So you have to work with the system you have. And right now, my principle is, can we make it better than Obamacare? Can we move the country back to a setting where we have more freedom of choice, patient-centered approach? Get as much as we can, and then come back and keep fixing it. But right now, this Obamacare is melting down, and as you've said rightly, Susan Collins and Murkowski and others stand in the way of getting it done. And in the end, the perfect becomes the enemy of the good. And that's the challenge we have here in Congress with 435 members of the House, 100 members of the Senate. They all have different perspectives and different districts to represent or states. And that is the American way. That's why we need to make sure it doesn't get a runaway at times, because it's hard to change it.
Well, there you go. All right. So, Congressman, as you look ahead, we'll have to hold the next calls until the next round when you come back next week. Those are, you know, and I appreciate you taking some calls. I didn't tell you we were going to do that. You're always a good sport, but I think it's always good to connect with the real people out there that have real issues and real families and real concerns. And I think too often that there's a disconnect between Washington and the people out here in the flyover world. Real quickly, we got about 15 seconds. What's on your calendar or on your radar for this coming week?
This coming week, we're looking forward to voting on one major package of bills, appropriations bills, which deal with defense and homeland security, including dollars for the wall, border wall that the president wants. So I'm excited about that we can move in an aggressive way these key appropriations bills, get them passed, send them to the Senate, and hopefully the Senate gets off their duff and does something.
Well, gets off their duff. That's good. That's good word for the Senate, because it is, well, broadcast radio and not satellite. Congressman Tim Walberg, always a pleasure.
Great to be with you.
Quick break, and we'll be right back.